Have you been wary of signing up to porn sites because you're afraid of being scammed or having your information stolen? Or perhaps you sign up to new ones regularly and just want to save as much money as possible. While it's true the internet used to be sort of a wild west, with credit cards getting stolen all the time, the truth is that it's a lot safer than it used to be. While there are still some ways to end up being charged extra without realizing it, signing up for paid porn sites isn't the risk it was in the past. In this episode, I'll be sharing tips that will not only help you stay as safe as possible, but save a bunch of money on porn too. And trust me, this is coming from an experienced collector who signs up for new sites every month. Let's begin. My first tip, and this is an instant life hack for any porn connoisseur, is to take advantage of virtual credit cards. Virtual cards are extra free cards that can be immediately issued to you and closed when they're no longer needed. Instead of getting shipped a new card in the mail, you just connect your account to your bank or credit card institution, generate a card, and then use that new card to sign up for porn sites. Not the one you use for all of your other shopping. This means that the porn site never actually sees your real credit card number. So even if they had malicious intent, they wouldn't have your real information. On top of that, virtual credit cards also have a bunch of cool other features as well. For example, you can set a monthly limit at whatever the porn site price is. For example, $25 a month. Any charges that will send you over that limit are declined. Though I recommend setting it for $5 or so extra, as some sites do small pre-auth charges to make sure that the payment goes through. Or you can set the card to automatically close after one use, if you're worried about being rebilled when you only intend to sign up for 1 month. Closing the card after you've signed up can prevent this from happening. As for where to get virtual cards, one great site is privacy.com. This one connects directly to your bank, and I've used it for years. Some banks and credit card companies, like Capital One, also allow you to issue virtual cards. That being said, I want to reiterate that stolen information really isn't a big issue anymore. Most porn sites use giant payment processors to handle their transactions. For example, Epoch or ProBiller. This means the porn sites themselves never actually see your information or could access it even if they wanted to. So this really isn't something to worry about. The next thing you'll want to do is always look for cross-sells on the checkout page. These will usually have you trialing a different site for some sort of cheap fee before being hit with a recurring charge that's much greater. Because you're technically agreeing to it, this is a loophole that allows porn companies to legally rack up extra charges, and is another reason why I recommend using virtual cards. For example, Brazzers offers a $1 trial to Reality Kings for 2 days. However, if you read the fine print, you can see that it will rebill for $39.97 after that 2-day period is over. When you're already excited to get signed up for a new site, you may not notice the tiny box that is always already checked or selected, of course, that has you also signing up to a second or even third site as well. Cross-sells are often disguised to blend in within the page as to not draw attention to them. They may be located at the very top or near the very bottom of the page. They may also be next to the other boxes that you're used to automatically checking, like the "I agree to the terms and conditions" box. Always read anything that has a check mark next to it and open all the options for any forms that are on the page. My third tip is to look up reviews for a porn site beforehand, before signing up to it. This is as simple as typing the site name plus review into Google and clicking on the results that pop up. Sometimes Google doesn't show adult results, so typing the word porn after will show you actual porn reviews. For example, typing "tushy review" into Google brings up results for bidets, But typing Tushy review porn brings up results for the actual site, Tushy.com. To make things even more confusing, even Tushy.com review doesn't work. It must include the word porn to bring up adult results. Anyway, reviews can be helpful for a few reasons. First of all, they typically tell you exactly what you're going to get. And some porn sites lock certain channels, series, or studios behind a separate fee. It will also tell you if there are any extra fees for things like 4K streaming or video downloads, something that is sadly becoming more and more common today. So knowing this information beforehand can help prevent some disappointment after signing up. Number four, wait for deals. The porn industry in general is pretty focused on deals and sales. It seems like they are always looking for an excuse to throw on a sale. The most obvious ones will be centered around holidays. Even minor holidays often have a bunch of sales going around. Of course, they can be completely random as well. If there's a site you're waiting to sign up for, one great idea is to sign up for their email list. Oftentimes, you'll hear about the deal there first. There are also websites online that aggregate current deals and promotions that porn sites are running. One day, I'll create a deals page myself. Number five, start with mainstream sites. If you are just dipping your toes into the world of paid porn, you may consider starting with one of the larger, more mainstream sites. The larger the site or network is, the more likely it is to be legitimate. Remember that porn is a big business. These companies do have a reputation to uphold, and they want people not only to sign up to their platform, but remain signed up as well. Big porn sites are also more likely to offload their payment processing to a dedicated company. They have dedicated support staff that are trained and are able to help you out if you have any issues. They will be equipped to handle whatever problems you have in a professional manner. On this same token, check to see when a video was last posted on the site, if possible. Sites that haven't been updated in years may be abandoned. While everything may still work, it's possible you won't get a response if you need to email customer support. My next tip, use a separate email address and password. Although your credit card information isn't likely to get stolen, there is unfortunately a big issue with porn sites selling your contact information, namely your email address, to other companies. This means that you may start seeing more spam emails from companies trying to peddle you more porn. Not cool. Therefore, I recommend creating a separate email address specifically for signing up to porn sites. ProtonMail is an excellent choice, and they are considered to be one of the most private and secure email providers. Perhaps even more important, and really this isn't unique to porn, but you should use different passwords for every website you sign up for. These can be managed in a password manager. I recommend one called 1Password. If you've never used one before, they will generate and store random passwords for you, then automatically fill them in when you visit that site. The security advantage of this is that if one website gets compromised and your login information gets stolen, you only have to change your password on that one site, not every single website you've ever signed up for. If you value your security, never reuse passwords. Just a quick side note, LastPass is the most popular password manager, but has suffered serious vulnerabilities and unethical behavior. In my opinion, they can no longer be trusted. Finally, my last piece of advice is to sign up for my mailing list at lewdlexi.com/email. This one's a little self-serving, I know. But I'm always doing my best to find you the best deals on porn sites that I think are actually worth paying attention to. Not just porn sites, but sex toys, events, and other fun stuff as well. From time to time, I even run giveaways on sites that I think are special. For this one, it would be better to use an email address you actually check and not a separate one you create for porn. I promise I will never give your email to anyone else, nor will I spam you. Most people that sign up find it to be well worth it. And even if you ever decide you don't want to hear from me, there's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of every email. Anyhow, in the modern age, signing up for porn sites isn't the risk it used to be. The worst that's likely to happen is you end up with an extra charge by mistake, or you end up receiving a bit more spam after shady companies sell your email address. However, by following the tips in this episode, you don't just eliminate those risks, you'll save a bunch of money too. I'm curious. What porn sites are you interested in signing up for? And why? Like I said, I sign up for new ones every month, and I'd love some new suggestions. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your porn.